The Gaia ESO Survey, The Analysis of the Hot Star Spectra, by R. Blom et al. The Gaia ESO Survey, GES, is a large public spectroscopic survey that has collected, over a period of 6 years, spectra of 10 to the power of 5 stars. This survey provides not only the reduced spectra, but also the stellar parameters and abundances resulting from the analysis of the spectra. The GES dataflow is organized in 19 working groups. Working Group 13, WG13, is responsible for the spectral analysis of the hottest stars, O, B and A type, with a formal cutoff of TeV greater than 7000 kelvins, that were observed as part of GES. We present the procedures and techniques that have been applied to the reduced spectra, in order to determine the stellar parameters and abundances of these stars. The procedure used is similar to that of other working groups in GES. A number of groups, called backquote nodes, each independently analyze the spectra, using their state-of-the-art techniques and codes. Specific for the analysis in WG13 is the large temperature range that is covered, TeV equals 7,000-50,000 kelvins, requiring the use of different analysis codes. Most nodes can therefore only handle part of the data. Quality checks are applied to the results of these nodes by comparing them to benchmark stars, and by comparing them one to another. For each star, the node values are then homogenized into a single result, the recommended parameters and abundances. 8 nodes each analyzed, part of the data. In total, 17,693 spectra of 6,462 stars were analyzed, most of them in 37 open star clusters. The homogenization led to stellar parameters for 5,584 stars. Abundances were determined for a more limited number of stars. Elements studied are He, C, N, O, Ne, Mg, Al, C and Sc. Abundances for at least one of those elements were determined for 292 stars. The hot star data analyzed here, as well as the Gaia ESO survey data in general, will be of considerable use in future studies of stellar evolution and open clusters. This was the Gaia ESO survey, the analysis of the hot star spectra, by R. Blom et al.